I don't claim to really know Mitt Romney, who's going to be nominated for president tonight at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. I did, however, interview him at length 5 years ago, the first time he ran for president. Democrats may find this hard to believe, but this is what Mitt then said about the auto industry. I care very deeply about the manufacturing base of this country, and I believe the automotive industry is an important contributor. I want to see the domestic automobile manufacturers succeed, so I look for ways to make that possible, and that the government can help make that possible. That may sound strange, given that Mitt Romney opposed the government's so-called bailout of General Motors and Chrysler. But my conversation with him was a year and a half before that, when, while both domestic automakers were losing money, nobody thought they were close to financial collapse. What Romney meant by government help was incentives for the auto companies to invest in what he called basic science and technology. He said he was distressed that Toyota seemed to be moving ahead of us. And, he said with a snort, I saw that they, the domestic automakers, spent more last year on tort claims than on research and development. You don't have to be a Romney supporter to share his feeling that there's something deeply appalling about that. And, reading my notes last night, I suddenly remembered another conversation I had with another Romney 30 years ago this summer. As I said, I don't claim to really know Mitt. But I did get to know his father, the former governor of Michigan, after he left office. Back in 1982, I asked George Romney what his greatest regret was. I expected it would be the famous incident in which he said, on television after getting official briefing during the Vietnam War, I just had the greatest brainwashing that anybody could get. That comment helped end his presidential campaign. But no, George Romney told me that back when he was CEO of American Motors, Walter Reuther, the head of the United Auto Workers Union, once came to his house for lunch. Both men agreed, Romney said, that the pattern of bargaining, always giving workers more pay for less work, wasn't sustainable. Yet Romney said neither man knew how to break the cycle in a way their constituents would accept, although his conversations with Reuther did eventually lead to the industry's first profit-sharing plan. George Romney died 17 years ago. A year later, his older sister Lynn told me, you know, there wouldn't have been any Watergate if Dad had been president then. I'm sure that was true. I'm not sure what kind of president his son would make. But I found something Mitt said about that very interesting. He said, if you look back at the history of the country, the issues people campaigned on generally turned out to be quite different than the issues that define their presidency. More important than their view on a particular issue is their character and their capability and their vision and their leadership skills, Romney said. This week, he gets to display his skills to a national audience.